KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Amherst has it again, leading it by 20. Into the front court with it, Lockhorn. To Martin, swings it over to Lockhorn. He'll pull up for the three, and it's in. The 11th three-pointer of the ball game.
Today, it's live coverage of the Amherst Holiday Tournament featuring Ainsworth, North Platte St. Pat's, Kearney Catholic, and the host Broncos. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Trampy has the basketball, trying to get up the floor with it. 10 seconds. Outlet pass to Jurgens, down by one, into the corner. Three-pointer, Tobenheim, good! Amherst has won the basketball game! Tobenheim hits the game winner!
Amherst is looking for a berth in tomorrow's championship games on their home court, while Ainsworth looks for more holiday tournament success. It's the Broncos and the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seat.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final of four basketball games for you here on the ESPN Superstation and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. As the Amherst Holiday Tournament, day one, about to wrap up as the Amherst boys now playing host to the Ainsworth boys in the final game of the day. Here's what's happened so far on the girls' side. Kearney Catholic with a 53-43 win over North Platte St. Pat's to advance to the girls' championship game. They'll be taking on Amherst, who just a few moments ago handed Ainsworth their eighth loss of the season, 56-42. The boys' championship game will feature North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow after a thrilling 68-67 triple overtime win against Kearney Catholic. The boys' championship game tomorrow at 3:15. The consolation game tomorrow at 11:45 a.m. will feature Kearney Catholic and the loser of this game. Obviously, the winner of tonight's game will advance to the boys' championship game. Ainsworth comes in with a record of 6-0 on the season. Amherst 0-6, but Amherst has lost three very tough games. They lost by four to Litchfield. They lost by four to Franklin. They lost in overtime to Loomis by seven, but they lost that one in overtime. And then they lost by a bucket to Kennesaw. So four of their six losses have really been those types of games that come down to one or two possessions down the stretch. And so they're hoping maybe to get over that hump, but doing it against Ainsworth will not be an easy task. As we mentioned, they are 6-0 on the season, and they have won a couple of fairly tight ball games. Probably the eye-opener was their season opener against Ord. They won that one 58-55. Ord in Class C1, they are 6-2 on the season, a pretty good basketball team. So Ainsworth has got it going along pretty good right now, and they're going to try to pick up the win here against Amherst and then have a real interesting matchup tomorrow against North Platte St. Pat's if Ainsworth can get past the home standing Broncos here tonight. You're listening to high school basketball here on Classy Hits 98.9 FM and also up at KBRB up in Ainsworth. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the starters for the Broncos and for the Bulldogs. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back here to Amherst as we're getting set for our starting lineup, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. Let's start off with the hometown Broncos. Their starting lineup looks like this. Austin Jennings, 5'11", and a sophomore. He'll start with Ty Stevens, 5'8", and a junior. Dylan Halligan, a 6'1", and a junior. Clint Bentley, 5'10", and a junior. And Clayton Prevo, he is 6'1", and a junior. No seniors on the roster for the Amherst Broncos. For Ainsworth, they don't go real deep. Their starters look like this. Nick Martin, he's averaging 15 points and 4 assists a game. Michael Schumacher, 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. Jared Lenz, he's the shooting guard, 9 points and 7 rebounds. Skylar Jacobson, 10 points a game. And Ben Hunt, averaging 15 points and 14 rebounds a game. The opening tip is controlled by Ainsworth, and they put up a quick little jumper by Hunt. It is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Bentley for Amherst. So the Broncos, their first possession of the game, they'll take it to the elbow and kick it right back out here for Halligan. And Halligan will hand the ball off for Stevens. Stevens will get a little screen, will fire top of the key. His three-pointer is no good, and it is out of bounds. So that'll end that possession in a hurry. And right now the Broncos will try to put a little full-court pressure on, but they get the ball in the hands of Hunt. Hunt kicks it off on that left side. They're going to leave Lenz open for three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Jacobson. Jacobson out to Hunt, who'll kick it out to Martin. Martin, long jumper, no good. Rebound for Jacobson. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall. Hunt flies in there trying to get the rebound. He knocks it off the hands of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. So we'll stay on that end of the court. And Ainsworth will inbound it underneath their own basket. And they'll just toss the ball in on the inbounds to Lenz. Lenz will give it back out to Martin. And Martin, off of a screen, will dribble out top of the key. Entered it in. Now they kick it right back out. Good ball movement. Martin has it. Entry pass off the hands of Hunt. And out of bounds. Well, our pregame show brought to you by New Tech Seed. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Top of the key for Ainsworth, for Amherst, rather, is Halligan. Halligan puts up the long jumper, no good, and the rebound by Ben Hunt. And Ben Hunt, a big, strong kid, kicks it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker through the lane, gets it to Jacobson, who will kick it right back out the lens. And now on the right wing, here's Martin for three, and he hits a three. First 3 points of the game belong to Ainsworth and Nick Martin as they lead it 3-0 here in the early stages. Bentley will flip the ball top of the circle here for Halligan. Halligan on that right side for Preble, and Preble will give it right back off here for Halligan. And they're trying to look on the inside of this sagging man-to-man defense that Ainsworth is using right now. Not moving very much at all is Hunt, as he is just collapsing away. Hunt blocks the ball on the drive. Halligan had it, but Hunt swatted it out of there into the hands of Martin. Martin will kick on the left wing here for Jacobson. Jacobson for three, and he hits the three. Skylar Jacobson hits a three-pointer, and it's a 6-0 start to the game here for Ainsworth after a couple of three-pointers. On the elbow, Preble has it. Working in against Hunt. He'll kick the ball back out here for Bentley. Bentley backing out between the circles. Good man-to-man right here by Lenz. And using up his dribble is going to be Bentley. Bentley gives it top of the circle for Halligan. They're sagging off of Halligan a little bit. He'll bounce past the right side for Preble. He'll put up the long jumper. It is up and good. First points of the game here for Amherst, and it is 6-2. So Martin in that offensive zone as Amherst going with a little bit of a 2-1-2 defense, it looks like. They get it to Hunt at the elbow. His 15-foot jumper is no good, and Austin Jen pulls down the rebound. And they'll just put the ball in the offensive zone to Ty Stevens. Stevens dribbles between his legs, takes it off on that left wing. With 4:48 to go, they're just going to cycle through here a little bit. Entry pass in the lane with it is Preble, and he'll kick it back out. Driving the baseline, a little floater. Short is Stevens, and the rebound up ahead to Lenz. Lenz, quick outlet pass, driving high off glass. Shot good by a streaking Michael Shoemaker. And quickly up court comes Amherst. Jen gets it, kicks it right back out here to Bentley. 8-2 in the early stages. 6-point lead here for Ainsworth. And they'll give it off on the left wing. They leave Preble open for three. It's no good. And Hunt pulls down the rebound. Hunt is not going to go out there with Clayton Preble when he comes out. They kick the ball right back out. They get it to Martin, and Martin, he hits the third three-pointer of the game. Second for Martin. They are stroking the threes right now as they lead it 11-2. Difference all three of those threes. Shot down low, no good. Rebound by Hunt. His third rebound of the game. And flying up court here is going to be Martin. Martin gets it in. Trail three. Cast up by Lenz. No good. Hunt gets the rebound. Takes it high off glass. It will not fall. And the rebound taken out by Bentley. Bentley up ahead to Jen. And Jen's going to lay it up and in. Amherst running the floor. And they crash the boards, throw it deep. And they get an easy bucket out of it. Seven-point ball game now. Jumper by Martin from 15 feet. He is hit on the arm, and he'll hit to the line. And that's going to be on Austin Jen. That'll be his first, team's first. So Martin to shoot two here, and the first one hits nothing but the bottom of the net. He's a pure shooter. I mean, you can just tell by looking at his stroke that he has spent a lot of time in the driveway. And we got a quick little timeout here for Ainsworth. Head coaches Harlan Walsh and Brian Delamont decided to call a little timeout here. They call timeout with 3:19 to go here in the first quarter. It's 12-4. Ainsworth with the lead and the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Welcome back here to Ainsworth as coaches Welch and Delamont. Don't know which one called the timeout, but it doesn't really matter when you're co-head coaches. It's just pretty much all equal. Free throw is up and good for Martin. Now, 6 or 7 years, Ainsworth's gone with a co-head coaching situation. Worked out pretty well for him. Zane Peterson checked in for Amherst, got the inbounds, and now it's knocked away from him, stolen away. Martin has it. Martin will drive the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Preble and Amherst. They want to run out with it. Preble with the dribble. Kicks it off on the right side for Austin Jen, and Jen will give it now top of the circle. There's Stevens. Stevens will drive and kick it back out on the baseline. Stevens will get it back now after he handed the ball off briefly by Petter. And Petter directing traffic a little bit. They'll kick it off now right wing here for Zane Peterson. Back to Petter on the baseline. Petter will get the ball back out for Peterson. Amherst going in the, a little bit deeper in the bench than what Ainsworth will do most of the night. Driving is Ty Stevens. Tough-looking shot. It's no good. Up high for the rebound is Lenz. Lenz lost it. Peterson came up with it. Nice pass on the inside, but the shot won't fall. And then snagging the rebound is Jacobson. And now Ainsworth is on the run. Slowing it down is Martin. Martin now will kick on the right wing for Lenz. Lenz gave it away, gets it back, fires the three, and hits the three. Jared Lenz drains the three-pointer. And the long bombs for Ainsworth has built a nice 12-point lead here. With the dribble is Peterson. Peterson's going to kick it out for Jen. He'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Austin Jen now with 5 points in the game. He's got 5 of the 7 here for Amherst. Left wing with the basketball. Jacobson, long jumper, no good. Rebound by Preble. And Preble will just get the ball off on the left side. Minute 45 to go here. Dribbling around is Stevens. Stevens, entry pass on the inside. They're going to tie that one up. Alternating possessions will give Amherst the basketball. And Amherst is going to direct traffic a little bit. Get something set up at the end of the Ainsworth bench. Talked about the co-head coaching situation for Ainsworth. Both coaches Welch and Delamont do not work for the school system, so co-head coaching system made sense for them in case one of them, through other work requirements, wouldn't be able to make it there. That way a head coach was always there. Quick jumper on the left side. Jumper by Bentley is no good. Rebound to Martin. Martin looking up court. Finds a runner in Lenz. Lenz jumper no good, but Hunt's there for the rebound and the bucket. 5 rebounds and now a bucket for Ben Hunt. Now push that lead out to 11. Trail three here by Halligan. And Halligan hits the three here for Amherst. And a timeout for Clark Ribble and the Broncos. Timeout for the coach. Rimmel with a minute six to go here in the first quarter. It's 18-10. Ainsworth with the lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Amherst. Again, tomorrow's game has been moved up an additional hour because of impending weather. We'll talk about that more when we get a chance. Martin has the inbounds. He'll get the ball to Hunt. Hunt throws it up to Lenz. Lenz on the left side. Tough layup by Skylar Jacobson. It won't fall. Halligan pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead. Stolen away by Hunt. And Hunt will kick it off on the right side for Schumacher. Schumacher will penetrate a little bit. Kick the ball back out for Lenz. Lenz will fire the three. It's no good. Rebound by Chris Bentley. 40 seconds left. Passes it way up ahead to Austin Jen. And Jen now has 7 points in the game as he runs the floor. So that pressure by Amherst, not the way that they meant to score off of it, but they sure did. Martin on that left side will try the long three. It's no good. Martin stepped on the sideline trying to make the save, so that'll be a team rebound for Amherst. And Clark Ribble in the air of the official, Mr. Bacon. The inbounds to Austin Jen. Jen being double-teamed. Lost the ball. Now he double-dribbled with it. Yeah, he used up his dribble and never had it knocked away. It was contacted, but it was never knocked away. So that'll be a double dribble. And so that Ainsworth pressure forces a turnover. Both teams taking fairly good care of the basketball here in the first 8 minutes of the game. Martin, right side, they leave him open for three. Pulls the trigger, no good. Halligan with the rebound. He'll get the ball up ahead. Bentley, 6 seconds left. He's used up his dribble. Kicks it out for Petter. Petter for three, no good. Rebound at the buzzer by Jacobson, and that will do it for the first 8 minutes of basketball. Ainsworth stroking the ball well from the outside, and they have a 6-point lead as a result of it. They lead it 18-12. We'll be back with the second quarter after this 1 minute timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Well, Ainsworth hit 4 3-pointers in that first quarter, only 2 for Amherst, and that's the 6-point difference here in the ballgame as we start the second quarter. Entry pass for Hunt as Ainsworth has possession of the basketball. Kick back out. Martin has it now. He'll give it off on the right side for Lenz as the work back around the perimeter for Jacobson. Just about everybody's touched the ball here except for Shoemaker. Now they give it off on the left side for Jacobson. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And Preble pulls down the rebound here for Amherst. And a trail three by Bentley. Nope, he gave it up instead. Cutting the baseline is Preble, and Preble it has a shot up and in. He now has 4 points here in the game. Martin gives it inside for Hunt. Back around top of the key for Martin. Little 2-3 zone here as they get it inside for Hunt. He'll kick the ball right back out for Shoemaker. Shoemaker inside for Hunt. Tough shot by Hunt. Changed by Preble, and Preble pulls down the rebound. Nice defense for Clayton Preble against Hunt. And now they'll get the ball off for Petter. Petter on the baseline, kicks it right back out for Zane Peterson. And Peterson has it knocked away by Hunt. Hunt pass up ahead to Shoemaker. Shoemaker's going to lay it up. It's no good, but we've got a foul as he gave the ball up. They gave it to Lenz, and Lenz drove in hard. He's now going to go line and shoot too. The block is going to be whistled on Austin Jen. That'll be his second. So Lenz will shoot two here as they ran the floor. His first shot's up and no good. Hunt's going to get a little breather here. Checking in for Ainsworth is Drake Fiala. Free throw rolls around, no good. And the rebound by Preble. Long pass up ahead, and we're going to have a foul whistle. They were trying to hook up with Zane Peterson up court. And the push is going to be whistled on Skylar Jacobson. That's going to be just his first. Team's first as well. In the lane, pass by to Halligan. Halligan's shot, no good. Offensive rebound on the ground. Preble puts up the shot, no good. Another offensive rebound. Bucket that time for Dylan Halligan. Well, they kept knocking on the door, and they finally got the 2 points out of it. Now make it a two-point ball game. Here's a quick three-pointer by Lenz. It's no good. And coming out of there with it is Ainsworth. Snagging the bound is Clint Bentley. And Bentley in the offensive zone. He's used up his dribble. We'll get it to Preble. Preble kicks the ball right back out to Peterson. Peterson now bounce pass on that right wing for Bentley. Bentley, he'll fire the long deuce. It's bouncing around. No good. And the rebound by Nick Martin. So Martin snags the bound. Will bring in the offensive zone. A little jump stop. A little shot. No good. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Jacobson. Jacobson gave it away. Now got it back. Dribbles in. Kicks it out. Here's Lenz for three. No good. Rebound to Bentley. And slowing it down is going to be Amherst. They let traffic clear through there. Now Ty Stevens brings it in the offensive zone. Amherst is not let in the ball game. If they hit a three, they could change that right here. They trail it 18-16, and Halligan thought about the three, takes in the lane instead, spins around, now kicks it out to Bentley. Bentley, 15-footer in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped around, coming up with it is Preble, and Preble drives the lane, shots off glass, won't fall, but he's heading to the line. Offensive rebounding here for Amherst, turning the tide. Another offensive rebound, and now Preble will shoot two. 5:20 to go here, quarter number two, and it's still a two-point ball game as the free throw is no good for Preble. Checking back in is Ben Hunt, and the big man has been a rebounding machine here for Ainsworth, and they kind of need to get him back in the game. They just brought him out for a little breather here, and the free throw is up, back the iron, and no good. Offensive rebound, Halligan. Halligan's going to kick it out. Now he gets it back. And they leave him open for the shot. He pulls it up. It's no good. And on the rebound, he knocks it out of bounds. Nick Martin had it, but then knocked out of his hands by Halligan. Halligan last to touch it. And so they're going to inbound it to Jared Lenz. Lenz to Hunt, who gives it to Martin. Martin dribbles on that right side, takes it on the baseline. Kicks the ball right back out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker, long three, no good. Bentley pulls down his fifth rebound of the game. He throws it up ahead to Halligan. Halligan, pretty good pressure put on him. He'll kick it back out for Bentley. Off the screen, now on the left side is Preble. Preble finds a backdoor cutter. That's Peterson. Peterson shot, no good, puts it up, and no good. But a foul whistled on Ben Hunt, and Hunt got him with the body. Hunt was actually behind Peterson and blocked it, but he got him with the body. That'll be the first foul on Hunt. And two free throws here for Peterson, and the first one is up and good. That'll make it 18-17. Ainsworth with a one-point lead as Peterson will step to the line here. Jacob Sanoff checking in here for the Broncos, leaning up against Ben Hunt, and it is an air ball on the free throw attempt. Petter going to check in for Peterson. And for Ainsworth, tossing in is going to be Jacobson. Jacobson gives it to Hunt. Now back to Jacobson. Jacobson facing a little bit of pressure here by Petter. They double team him, and he'll kick it off on that left side for Martin. Martin with the dribble from the free throw line. Now kicks it right back out. As they weave around, they enter it inside for Hunt. Hunt, little sky hook. up and in. He's got 4 points in the game, and I don't know how you stop that little skyhook. Well, on that case, you didn't. Bentley has it. We'll kick it between the circles here for Ty Stevens. Stevens will direct traffic just a little bit. Has it between circles, and he'll kick left wing for Bentley. Bentley facing a little double team there as they're trying to trap out of this 2-3 zone. At the elbow, Satoff has it. Now on the left wing, they give it to Bentley. Bentley will fire the three, and he hits the three. Clint Bentley drains the three-pointer, and we're tied at 20. Hunt across the timeline. Long pass up ahead here for Lenz. Back to Hunt, who tried to flip it to Shoemaker. Shoemaker wasn't ready for it, and it goes out of bounds. An Ainsworth turnover, and timeout for the Bulldogs. We're tied at 20 with 3:44 to go here in the second quarter. Full timeout for Ainsworth, and we'll take it with him. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
Well, the winner of this game will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow in the championship game. And Coach Rick Herrick and the rest of the St. Pat's boys basketball team here in attendance still watching the game. So apparently they'll be staying in Kearney tonight. The Kearney Area Visitors Bureau thanks them. Long pass up ahead, and they're going to say it was last touched by Ainsworth. Yeah, it was touched by Ben Hunt, and it will go out of bounds. Pretty good pressure there by Ainsworth, but they couldn't quite come up with a steal. And now Amherst will inbound underneath their own basket. We're a long ways away from deciding who wins this one because we're tied at 20, 3:37 to go here in the second quarter. Stevens has it, skips it on the right side. Here's the jumper by Halligan. It's no good. And the rebound coming up with it and then losing it was Lenz. And Amherst comes up with it. Satoff in the land of Giants puts up an offensive rebound. It won't go. Rebound tipped out. Amherst comes up with it again. That was Stevens. And now they're going to reset the offense a little bit. That was just grit and determination by Amherst keeping that ball alive. And Hunt just couldn't get his big mitts on it. And we got 3 seconds whistled against Amherst. I think Sadoff spent a little bit too much time in the lane there. I believe it was on him. In any event, it'll be Ainsworth basketball as the Bulldogs will inbound it. Facing a little pressure. They just get it into Hunt. Hunt dumps it off immediately to Lenz. And Lenz will throw it in the left corner to Shoemaker. Hunt drives the lane, gets the pass, puts up a tough jumper, no good. And the rebound by Halligan. Fifth rebound by Halligan. Loose ball up ahead. And trying to lay up his Jen. It will not fall thanks to great pressure up court by Shoemaker, who ran the floor right with him. Martin has the basketball. And a sloppy bounce pass in the hands of Jacobson. And right now, Amherst harassing everything, making Ainsworth move a little bit faster than I think they're comfortable with right now. They can't come up with a steal as it goes out of bounds, but Martin will inbound it. And now they give it right back to Martin. He'll fire an NBA three. It's no good. Satoff comes up with a rebound, and he'll just flip the ball up the head to a teammate, and into the offensive zone is going to be Stevens. Stevens facing that zone, has the ball knocked away by Shoemaker, but Stevens is able to track it down off the screen. Stepping up in the lane. They get the ball to Halligan. Halligan's shot won't fall. The rebound to Ben Hunt. That was a pretty pressured shot there. And Martin gets the basketball and off of a screen. He has it between the circles with 2:05 to go. We're tied at 20. Hunt has it in the lane. They kick it right back around. Now but Martin. Martin will fire a three. It is short. Hunt can't pull down the rebound. It's tipped into the hands of Halligan, who now has 6 rebounds here in the first half. We've been stuck at 20 for quite some time here. Ainsworth has scored only 2 points here in the second quarter. Petter has it on that left side. Satoff between circles. Pass on the inside, knocked around. Hunt knocked it loose and into the hands of Jacobson. Another Amherst turnover. So here's Shoemaker giving it to Hunt, who will kick it right back to Martin. Martin works it back around the perimeter here at the lens. Entry pass in for Hunt. Hunt fading away, shot no good. Halligan with another rebound. He's got five in the quarter, seven in the game. And into the offensive zone here is going to be Ty Stevens. For a while, it looked like Ainsworth might just run away and hide in this one, but they've only scored 2 points here in the second quarter. Long jumper by Ainsworth, no good. Sadoff got the rebound somehow. Knocked around, and Shoemaker comes up with the loose ball as he put up the shot and it hit the bottom of the iron. Martin kicks on the right side. With it is Jacobson. They enter it inside for Hunt, and Sadoff is going to be whistled for the foul. And everybody breathes a sigh of relief because they can breathe. Ainsworth not making too many substitutions. They got some tired kids out there because, well, you take 5 days off. They haven't got their sea legs back just yet. 48 seconds to go here as Ainsworth will inbound underneath their own basket after the foul by Sadoff. Pass on the right wing. Martin has it. Martin flips it to Hunt, who kicks it right back out. The three-pointer, no good by Lenz. They have just gotten ice cold from the outside. Long pass up ahead. Great catch by Jen. He has to just flip it out to Preble, though. Now Jen has it behind the three-point arc. 28 seconds to go. They lob it in for Halligan. Halligan is going to kick it right back out for Stevens. Stevens drives, but he took an extra step with it, and that'll be another Amherst turnover. Well, my very unofficial numbers have five turnovers for Ainsworth, five for Amherst here in the first half. 22 seconds to go. We are tied at 20. Martin lobs it for Hunt. Hunt, top of the key, will drive. Now dish on that right side for Shoemaker. Back to Hunt. He kicks it right back out. Here's Jacobson for three. No good. Halligan pulls down another rebound. 4 seconds left. Here's Stevens. Kicks it out. Here's the three by Halligan at the buzzer, and it's no good. We head to the locker room, tied at 20. Ainsworth only 2 points in the quarter. Amherst erases a 10-point deficit as we head to the locker room, tied at 20. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Once again, our halftime score, 20-20, Ainsworth and Amherst. We'll be back with the halftime right after this 1 minute timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out, or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back here to Amherst, the holiday tournament. This is the final of four games today. Let's recap what's happened. First of all, on the girls' side, first game of the day, Kearney Catholic, a 10-point winner over North Platte St. Pat's, 53-43. And even though Ainsworth has not won a game this season, they made it interesting against Amherst. They had the game within three in that fourth quarter, but Amherst holds on in this one, 56-42. So Kearney Catholic and Amherst will play at 1:30 tomorrow in the championship game. First game of the day will be the girls' consolation game between North Platte St. Pat's and Ainsworth. That game will be played at 10 a.m. It'll be at 10 a.m. tomorrow. They moved everything up an additional hour because of the weather concerns for tomorrow, so the folks from both Ainsworth and North Platte will be able to make it back home from Amherst, hopefully before the storm hits. So the first game of the day will be St. Pat's and Ainsworth tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the girls' consolation game. The girls' championship game will be played at 1:30. The boys' consolation game will be played at 11:45 tomorrow morning, and now have Kearney Catholic and the loser of our second game of the day. A thrilling game between North Platte St. Pat's and Kearney Catholic. It went to triple overtime before St. Pat's won it 68-67. Again, it was in triple overtime. Kearney Catholic had a free throw attempt with 2 seconds to go. They hit the first of two free throws to make it a one-point ball game, but the second one hit the back of the iron and was no good, and St. Pat's holds on 68-67, and the winner of that game will be, of this game between Amherst and Ainsworth, obviously, will be taking on the Irish. The boys' consolation game will be at 11:45 tomorrow morning, and then the boys' championship game will be at 3:15. Scheduled for the last game of the day at 3:15 tomorrow. Again, they're moving everything up, trying to stay one step ahead of the weather here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. So that resets what's happened today and what we anticipate tomorrow. Tomorrow we will have the girls' championship game right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It will be on the FM, even though it is in the middle of the afternoon, because the Doug and Daddy show will be obviously spending a lot of time talking about the Holiday Bowl tomorrow. So the Doug and Daddy show will stay on ESPN Radio, and we will have the Kearney Catholic Amherst girls game at 1:30, and I believe that will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And the boys' championship consolation game will have the boys' consolation game at 11:45 a.m. as Kearney Catholic will take on the loser of this game, and that game will be on ESPN 14. Check that. That'll be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Go with what I say, not what I mean to say. I don't know. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your home, the farm, and your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. So now that I said that, let me reset things. 11:45 tomorrow morning, we will have the boys' consolation game on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Kearney Catholic will be taking on the loser of this game, and we may have that game for you as well on KBRB as well with that game. So it all meshes up. We only have one phone line out of Amherst, and we don't have any cellular coverage, so the radio stations kind of have to share the phone line, and hopefully by tomorrow I'll have my mouth in full working order. I've also had a five-day moratorium doing basketball games, so blah, 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 not doing very well. But, hey, we still have another half of basketball between Amherst and Ainsworth. What is shaping up to be a very interesting game. Again, a comfortable lead early on for Ainsworth, but then Amherst, they kind of got things going offensively, and now we're tied at the break, 20-20. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers here in the first half right after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Welcome back here to Amherst. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers as we're tied 20-20. Ainsworth and Amherst here in boys basketball. We'll start first of all for the Bulldogs of Ainsworth. They come in with a perfect record, and Amherst still looking for their first win of the season. 6-0 and 0-6 are these two teams, and right now we're deadlocked at the break. For Ainsworth, leading the way for them, they've got 8 points where Nick Martin hit a couple of three-pointers in that first quarter, none in the second quarter. In fact, they scored only 2 points in that second quarter. Jared Lenz, he hit a three-pointer. He's got 3 points at the break. Michael Shoemaker, he's got two points here in the first half. Skyler Jacobson also hit a three-pointer in that first quarter. And Ben Hunt has the only 2 points of the second quarter. He's got four here at intermission. And he also has six rebounds to go with that. He has half of Ainsworth's rebounds. He's got six of the 12 rebounds for Ainsworth here at halftime. And unofficially, I have Amherst with 24 rebounds. So Amherst out-rebounding Ainsworth 2-1. And then Ainsworth a little bit cold shooting in that second quarter, and it's all kind of transpired into having them have a 10-point deficit, a 10-point lead, rather, erased here at halftime as we're tied at 20. Leading the ways for Amherst is Austin Jen. He's got 7 points, all of them coming from the first quarter. He hit a three-pointer as well for Dylan Halligan. He's got 5 points to go with his seven rebounds, 1 point for Zane Peterson, 3 points for Clint Bentley. That was a three-pointer here in the second quarter. And Clayton Preble also with 4 points to go with six rebounds. And total it all up, Amherst 20, Ainsworth 20. And unofficially, I have Amherst with 24 rebounds, leading the way for them. A couple of guys, really. Dylan Halligan, he's got 7 rebounds, 6 rebounds for Clayton Preble, 3 for Jacob Santoff, who has yet to score in the game, and 5 for Clint Bentley. So it's been a pretty good team effort. And for Ainsworth, if Ben Hunt don't get the rebound, they don't get the rebound. And he spent a little time getting a breather in that first quarter. And it was at that point that Ainsworth kind of lost that rebounding edge, and they have yet to get it back. We're tied at halftime. Amherst and Ainsworth were deadlocked at 20. We're going to take one more break. We'll be back with the third quarter right here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a one-minute break, and we'll be back right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Amherst has possession of the basketball to start the second half, and they turn it over into the hands of Lenz. Lenz up ahead to Hunt, and just like that, Ainsworth takes the lead right back. Ben Hunt lays it up and in after they force the turnover. And Ainsworth wants to pressure the basketball. They get it in the hands of Halligan to the Amherst Broncos, and they'll get the ball back out here for Clint Bentley. Bentley's going to kick it off on the left side. Here's Ty Stevens for three. It hits the iron, goes over the glass, and out of bounds. So that'll be a team rebound here for Ainsworth, who will try to add to their two-point lead. Amherst has never let in the game. We were tied at 20 at intermission. A little pressure being put on, but Martin brings it in the offensive zone, and they'll flip the ball right back out for Shoemaker. Now back out here for Martin. Ainsworth went with their starters to start the second half. They enter it inside for Hunt. Hunt turnaround jumper, it's no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Clint Bentley. Bentley now with 6 rebounds here in the ballgame. Stevens in the offensive zone here, and he'll kick it off on the left side for Halligan. Check it, it was Bentley that had it. Now they give it off on the right side for Jen. Now Halligan on the baseline. He'll kick it out. Here's Jen for three. It's no good. And the rebound to Jacobson. And now Ainsworth. Slowly in the offensive zone as Amherst drops back into that zone, and they're just collapsing on Ben Hunt. On the inside, they're looking to get it to him, but then they kick it back out to Lenz. Lenz on that left side for Jacobson. Now Hunt, 13-foot jumper, gets the catch, and he hits the shot. Nice job coming from the low post, catching the ball at the high post, squaring up and scoring. Long pass up ahead, making the catch is Jen. Jen's going to drive and has the ball knocked away. And they're going to say last to touch it was Jen. Schumacher, great defensive play to force the turnover. I thought it was off of Jen, but Jen didn't bat an eye, so he saw it better than I did. Hunt knocks the ball loose. Amherst comes up with a loose ball. And with it now is Stevens. Stevens off of a screen, kicks it off on the right side. Halligan thought about the three. He's gotten at the free throw line, and now he's just going to flip the ball right back out here for Bentley. Bentley, top of the circle, gives it to Halligan. And they're kind of playing a little sagging man-to-man right now on the right side. Preble has it, and Hunt about 10 feet away from him, and they'll give it to Halligan. Halligan gives it to a driver. That's Stevens, and Stevens, how'd he hit that shot? Changed it twice while in the air, floated it up and in. Now make it a two-point ball game once again. Jacobson kicks the ball left wing as Amherst, after the made basket, trying to pressure a little bit here. Martin in the lane, 15-foot jumper, bouncer no good. Great job of boxing out by Clint Bentley as Bentley pulls down his seventh rebound of the game. And they'll get the ball out to Stevens. You box out Hunt, you have done some boxing. And a little reach is going to be whistled on Ainsworth. Bit of a silly foul there by Michael Shoemaker. That's only his first. It's not a common mistake here for the Bulldogs. Again, they don't like to go very deep, and they do not get themselves in foul trouble. Usually. Bentley gets the inbounds. Halligan sets a little screen. Now Halligan will get the ball between the circles. Pretty good defense there by Jacobson. Halligan will kick on the left wing, and they get the ball back out to Stevens. Stevens between the circles has his dribble with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. A little give and go, and it's stolen away by Ainsworth. Great athletic play, making a steal by Shoemaker. Shoemaker going out of bounds, was able to find the ball to Martin. Martin will drive and dish it out to Lenz. Lenz gives it to Hunt. Now on the baseline, open is Martin, and Martin will hit the shot. Great ball movement by Ainsworth after the nice defensive play, and Martin now has 10 points in the game, and the long pass is stolen by Martin, and he stepped on the sideline. Made the catch, and then he pivoted near that sideline and just kind of hit that sideline. I don't think he knew exactly where he was. Here's where we are in the ball game. 4:33 to go, third quarter. It's 26-22. Ainsworth with the lead. Amherst with the basketball. Again, Amherst looking for their first win of the season. They've been in four barn burners and haven't been able to win one of those. Here's Jen with a quick three on the left side. No good. Jacobson pulls down the rebound. And he's the last guy up court as he brings the ball. He'll bounce pass it to Martin. Martin will fire a three, and he rattles in the three. Nice shooter's touch by Nick Martin, and that'll push that lead out to seven. They pressure the ball. Petter has it. Now bounce pass by Peterson, and Peterson gets it up ahead to Jen. They broke the press and made him pay. Austin Jen with the easy shot after the nice passing. Here's Martin in the offensive zone, gives it to Lenz. They enter it on for Hunt. Hunt will kick it out for Martin. He'll fire a three, and he'll head another three. He's got 4 3-pointers here in the ball game. Facing pressure is Stevens, and Stevens carried the ball. Facing that pressure, Amherst turns the ball over again. And now Amherst has turned the ball over three times here in the second half. Ainsworth has not. And that lead has gone up to eight. After scoring only 2 points in the second quarter, Ainsworth has 12 in the first five minutes of the second quarter. We'll add to that as Ben Hunt hits a little hook in the lane, pushes that lead out to 10. Halligan on the baseline has the ball knocked loose by Hunt into the hands of Lenz. Another turnover. And here comes Ainsworth. Martin with the dribble will kick on that left side for Jacobson. Asking for the ball is Martin. Martin gets it to Hunt. Hunt backs in, a little hook, up and good. Ben Hunt with 8 points in the quarter, 12 in the game, and timeout for Clark Ribble and the Amherst Broncos. Ainsworth held to only 2 points in the second quarter. They've erupted for 16 in the first 5 minutes of the third. It's 36-24 as a full timeout for Amherst. We'll take it with them. We'll be back in 1 minute.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from Certified Techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos call the timeout. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They trail it 24-36 as a tide has turned here in that third quarter. Pass on that right wing goes to Austin Jen. Jen gave it away. Now he gets it back. He'll give it to Halligan on the baseline. He'll try a long three. It's no good. And the rebound by Nick Martin. Might want to get the ball out of his hands. He has been hot shooting the basketball. He'll dribble on that right side, kicks it to Lenz. Back around the perimeter, they give it to Martin. Martin, nice entry pass on the baseline to Shoemaker, who gives it to Hunt. Hunt lost it, but was able to flip it back around. And now getting it is Martin. He'll drive and dish. Now the lob pass in for Hunt, and Hunt's shot no good, but he is fouled. Great ball movement by Ainsworth, and a couple of fairly open shots in there, but they weren't great shots. And so Ainsworth right now, even though Martin was hot, he didn't feel like he had it in rhythm, so he doesn't shoot. And that just shows you some maturity there. Hunt hits the first of two free throws, and that'll make it 37-24. The foul was whistled on Zane Peterson. That's his first, and the second free throw by Hunt is up and good. So 10 points in the quarter for Hunt. He's got 14 in the game, and it's a 15-point lead here for Ainsworth. Again, Ainsworth only 2 points in that second quarter, but they have exploded here in the third. They get it to Preble on the baseline. He'll kick it back out. Peterson's jumper, no good. It's a one and done as Jacobson pulls down the rebound. And in the offensive zone here is Martin. Martin gives it to Hunt. Hunt finds a cutter. Driving up, shot up and good for Skylar Jacobson. Jacobson now with 5 in the game. Give the assist to Ben Hunt. That was a nice pass from the high post to the cutter coming through the lane. Bentley will kick the ball back around the outside. Now they're going to enter it. They collapse on Preble, so they'll get the ball out to Stevens. Stevens gives it to Bentley. Bentley's three, no good. Martin pulls down the rebound, and Martin will bring it into the offensive zone with a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Dribbling is Martin. Martin long jumper, no good, but the rebound by Hunt. Hunt will take it off glass, and it's no good, but he'll head to the line and shoot two more. He was hacked in the act after pulling down another offensive rebound. And I now have him with 9 rebounds in the game. There haven't been a lot of offensive rebound opportunities for him here in this third quarter because they haven't missed very much. Hunt hits the free throw, making it now 41-24. They've scored 21 points in the quarter when they scored only 20 in the first half. Free throw is no good, and the rebound taken out there by Preble. On the dribble, Stevens for Amherst. And they're facing a little bit of a 3-2 defense here. And the pass on that left side knocked around. Amherst gets in the hands of Dominic Abbott, who checked in. Over to Stevens. They enter it in. Turnaround jumper for Preble from 15 feet away. Abbott pulls down the rebound. He'll kick the ball back around. Now Stevens has it. They leave him open for three. He'll fire the three. It's no good. Hunt pulls down the rebound. Long outlet pass up ahead to Shoemaker. Shoemaker can't get the shot to fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Stevens. Amherst ran right with him. That was a great catch by Shoemaker, but he wasn't able to hit the shot. 38 seconds to go here, and in the lane driving up is now kicked out to Peterson. Peterson loses the ball but gets it in the hands of Abbott, and he'll get it to Stevens. So now Amherst will reset the offense a little bit. They'll kick it on the corner. That's Peterson. Peterson gave it away. Now he gets it back. Thought about the three with 17 seconds to go, and they'll work it back around. Abbott kicks it back around. They haven't tried to enter it inside the three-point arc yet, and now the long three by Stevens, no good, and the rebound is taken out by Jacobson. Jacobson up ahead to Shoemaker, and Shoemaker is fouled driving in with 2.9 seconds to go. So a little push, that is before he could put up a shot, I believe. Yeah, they're going to say it's on the floor with 2.9 to go. Not a lot of fouls have been whistled against either team. Because, quite frankly, both teams have not reached. They've moved their feet pretty well. And Martin will inbound it with 2.9 to go underneath the Ainsworth basket. They get it in off a screen. Here's Lenz, and Lenz has it go off of his hands and out of bounds. He was trying to catch, square, and shoot all in one motion. and he lost the ball with 1.2 to go. So long pass up ahead to midcourt. Here's Bentley from half court, off glass, and it's no good. So three quarters are in the book, but that third quarter, a dandy for Ainsworth. They lead it 41-24, a 21-4 run in that third quarter, and Ainsworth has taken control of the game. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Amherst as Ainsworth is taking control of the game, and they enter the ball into the man who's been the man of the hour, Ben Hunt. And Hunt, a little turnaround jumper up and good. Hunt now with 17 points in the game and 10 rebounds. And the pass down low for Amherst off the hands of Halligan and out of bounds. Again, Ainsworth only 2 points in that second quarter and 21 points in the third. They inbound to Hunt, and Hunt will flip it quickly over to Lenz. Lenz gives it right side for Martin. Martin dribbles up, shoots, and scores. Martin has 18 points in the game to lead everybody. He has hit four three-pointers, and that one was a nice little runner from about 8 feet away. Pass on that right wing, almost stolen. Yep, it is stolen by Hunt. Hunt comes up with it, drives the lane, and it's going to be knocked out of... He's trying to pass it up ahead to Shoemaker, and it was off one of the Broncos and out of bounds. Hunt being unselfish, nice little attempt at the pass, but Amherst was there. And they'll inbound the basketball to Lenz here for Ainsworth. With 7:17 to go. Off of a screen, Shoemaker has it, gives it to Hunt, and Hunt had trouble handling the ball as he was picking up the loose ball, and he turned it over. Took a little bunny hop with it, and so they lose possession of the ball here with 7:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. Entry pass in the lane for Halligan, and Halligan has it tied up, but they're going to say his arms were tied up as well. A little hold, going to be whistled here on Ainsworth. And checking in for the Dogs is going to be Drake Fiala. The foul whistled on Martin is only his first. Petter checked in, and he inbounds here for Amherst. They'll work it back around the perimeter to Stevens. Stevens gives it to Halligan. Halligan looking for a cutter. And Jen had trouble coming up with it, but he's able to flip it out to Halligan, who will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by the Dogs. Snagging the bound was Jacobson. And they'll get it inside for Hunt. And Hunt off glass, good. Boy, how do you stop that? And he just muscles up there, keeps that ball up high. A lot of times those big kids bring it down and make themselves a lot shorter than they are. But Hunt plays like a big man. He's got 19 in the game. Gives it away. Now they get it right back. Stevens thought about the three, but he gives it to Halligan. And we got a hold on the inside. And I don't know who that's on. They're going to call it on Nick Martin. Away from the ball. That'll be his second. Only the third as a team against Ainsworth. Both teams have committed only three fouls here in the second half. Inbound to Chen. They get it to Halligan. Halligan had the ball knocked loose by Martin. And picking up the loose ball is going to be Lenz, who will give it right back to Martin after another turnover. In the lane, here's Hunt. Jumper no good, trying to pull down the rebound. Can't, but it's saved right into the hands of Hunt, who lays it up and in. Give credit where credit's due. Skylar Jacobson flew in there and didn't make the rebound, but was able to save it to his teammate. And a bucket for Ainsworth. Halligan has it. Gives it at the elbow. Bentley thought about the three. He'll get it out to Halligan. Halligan backing in. Kicks it right back out for Stevens. Stevens, they'll work it back around the perimeter. They get it to Petter. Petter on the baseline. Jumper. And Bentley hits the shot. And a timeout here for Amherst. Only their third field goal of the second half. And with 5:39 to go here, 49-26. Ainsworth with a comfortable 23-point lead. Full timeout for Amherst. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
The guys at Husker Tech are proud to support our area athletes. Call on Husker Tech for farm buildings with steel or wood construction, commercial and residential remodeling, and concrete work. They can do everything but the dishes. Husker Tech, find them in the Overton phone book.
Ainsworth up by 23, brings it in the offensive zone. Martin's going to drive the lane, kicks it out to Hunt. His long jumper is no good. And Halligan pulls down the rebound here for Amherst, and they run the floor, throw the ball up court. And they're going to say it was last touch by Hunt. Hunt was there defensively, and he knocked the ball away from Austin Jen. Hunt ran the floor pretty well. Obviously, pretty skilled basketball player. Work around the perimeter, looking on the inside is Bentley. And Bentley will give it off. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. Clint Bentley, 5 points here in the quarter. And they pressure the ball, and it's actually out of bounds. Making the steal was Petter, but Petter had his foot on the baseline. So for Ainsworth, toss the ball in is going to be Skylar Jacobson. And right now, Amherst is going to go full-court pressure defense. Down by 20, no sense leaving it in the bag, I guess. And the inbounds pass is going to be knocked away by Jen. Jen makes the steal. Now they'll kick it off on the left side for Bentley. Bentley gives it right back top of the circle. Three-pointer up, no good. Petter trying to track down the rebound. He can't, and it's out of bounds. So team rebound here for Ainsworth with 4:57 to go and a 20-point Ainsworth lead, 49-29. We were tied at 20 at halftime. Martin with the dribble. Throws the ball up ahead. Now they got numbers. Lenz has it. Lenz bounce pass, driving the lane. Shot rolls around and in for Skylar Jacobson. He now has 7 in the game. And Jacobson running the floor gets the benefit of that nice little bounce pass. On the left side, Halligan has it. Halligan off a little screen. Wraps around a bounce pass to Jen in the corner. His three, no good. Lenz pulls down the rebound. And Lenz, facing a little bit of pressure, works his way through it. Now gives it to Martin, who brings it in the offensive zone. And he's just going to dribble around with it. Now he'll sweep in, a little jump stop in the lane. Shot blocked and into the hands of Hunt. Hunt now gives it off left side. Jacobson drives, and Jacobson is pushed as he's driving in. So his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 7 in the game, and it's 51-29. And it would appear Ainsworth will remain undefeated, and Amherst still looking for their first win. Free throw rolling around and good for Skylar Jacobson. He's got 8 in the game, and that'll make it 52-29. Again, trailing 10 in that first half, Amherst was able to cut it down to nothing at halftime. We were tied at 20, but then Ainsworth, very impressive in that third quarter. Free throw is missed, and Bentley, falling down, has to just throw it up ahead here for Amherst, and Amherst somehow gets possession of it because Ainsworth wasn't following the ball. They kick it back out. Long jumper by Peterson, no good. Tipped out to Stevens. Stevens drives the lane, and Stevens is fouled and now helped up by Ben Hunt. Well, Lenz and Hunt were both there, and they're going to give the foul to Hunt. And the free throw is forthcoming here. Ben Hutt, 6'6", and he's about that thick, too. Free throw up and good for Stevens. He's an athletic kid. He understands this game. He plays it pretty well. He's heady. He's athletic. He's tall. That's a pretty good start. Free throw bounces around. No good. Hunt pulls down the rebound. Unofficially, his 12th rebound of the game. And they'll work the ball up ahead. Jumper in the lane for Hunt. It is up and good. So Hunt now with 23 points in the game. And with the dribble is going to be Stevens. Stevens, bounce pass on that left side for Zane Peterson. Gives it back into Stevens. Stevens and Peterson playing catch with it. Now with the basketball is Peterson. Peterson drives the lane, has the ball stripped away by Hunt into the hands of Schumacher. It was into the hands of Fiala. And Schumacher has the dribble right now. He's playing a little keep away. Lobs it in for Hunt, who backs in. Fadeaway jumper, no good. And a lot of action on that rebound. Fighting for the basketball was Drake Fiala, but he was boxed out. So Fiala will be whistled for the foul here. And for Ainsworth, crowd favorite Lane Harrison checking in the game. Or maybe it was Willie Kackmeister that they were whistling for. But the Ainsworth faithful, happy when both those two young men came into the game. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. A 24-point lead here as they enter it inside for Sadoff, and he walks with the basketball. Sadoff trying to make something happen there, but Kackmeister there defensively for Ainsworth, and Ainsworth will inbound the basketball. Nick Martin in the offensive zone, and they'll give it right side for Kackmeister. Kackmeister kicks it back out here for Martin. They work it back around the perimeter into the hands of Schumacher. Back to Kackmeister, and Kackmeister put up a three. It's going to count. The bucket's good. It's a three-pointer and a foul. So the three-pointer by Willie Kackmeister, and it is a foul away from the ball. So it wasn't on the shot. Kackmeister hit the shot, and the foul was away from the ball. On a box out, whistled against Amherst. So Ainsworth will get a three-pointer and the basketball. The foul, by the way, whistled on Sadoff with his second. Pass on that left wing. Lane Garrison dribbling up. He lost the basketball for Ainsworth. It goes out of bounds. And now Amherst will inbound. Nope, they're going to say it was last touched by one of the Broncos. So Ainsworth will inbound underneath their own basket. 2.5 minutes to go here. And they'll just lob the ball into the hands of Drake Fiala. Left wing, Martin has it. Martin looking to get it on the inside. They'll just work it back around the perimeter. Top of the circle, Schumacher has it. They give it to Kackmeister. Kackmeister jumper, no good. Sadoff trying to pull down the rebound. It goes to Kackmeister. And Kackmeister with a rebound and a bucket. He's got 5 points in the quarter. Long pass up ahead to Peterson. Peterson is fouled putting up the shot. And now Kackmeister is in the book with a foul as well. So a couple of shots coming up here for Peterson as Amherst running right down the floor. And they'll have a couple of shots coming up. First one is up and no good. A little bit short. And Dominic Abbott going to check in here for the Broncos. He's going to come in for Clayton Preble. 2:08 to go here before we wrap things up. Fourth game of the day here from the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Drake Fiala. And Fiala handles the ball well. Gives it now to Martin. Martin will drive and dish. Gives it to Kackmeister. Kackmeister, three-pointer, rimmed around and no good. A lot of hand-to-hand combat trying to come up with a loose ball. It finally goes to Peterson, who throws it up ahead to Sadoff and over Sadoff's outstretched arms. And it'll be another Amherst turnover and a missed opportunity. There was nobody around. Jacob Sadoff had them able to get the ball to him. With a minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter. 59-30, Ainsworth with a 29-point lead. And we were tied at 20 at halftime. Pass down low off the hands of Fiala and out of bounds. So Ainsworth will turn the ball right back over. And we have 102 seconds left. And they'll just roll the ball up ahead to Clint Bentley. Bentley will give it to Abbott. They'll give it to Bentley. Back to Abbott on the left side. He'll fire off a three. No good. Rebound by Peterson. Peterson in the lane, and Peterson puts up the shot right away, and now he'll go line and shoot two after the offensive rebound, and he was hit on the arm. So, 17 fouls whistled now against Ainsworth. Five have been whistled against the Broncos. Free throw is a little bit short for Peterson, who is now 0 for 3 from the line. And Petter will come in for him if he hits the free throw. Petter coming in for the shooter, Zane Peterson. But Peterson misses the free throw, and the ball is out of bounds on the rebound. A lot of contact there on the rebound, but, well, in a 29-point ball game, minute 28 to go, it's going to take more than that to be called a foul. Caleb Lockhorn going to check in here for Amherst. Sadoff comes out. Lockhorn will inbound it, and he'll toss the ball in for Abbott. Ertwig. Darby Ertwig will help working on the baseline now for Bentley. Bentley's jumper is no good. And the rebound by Lane Garrison for Ainsworth. And he'll get the ball up ahead here for Schumacher. And Kackmeister in the corner took his eyes off the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Minute 9 to go here, fourth quarter, 59-30. Ainsworth will remain undefeated, and they'll be taking on the North Platte St. Pat's Irish tomorrow in the championship game. Pass stolen away, and quick outlet pass up ahead here for Schumacher. His shot won't fall. An offensive rebound. That's pulled down and a bucket by Lane Garrison. So Garrison with a rebound and a bucket. He's got 2 points in the game. He'll kick it right back out here for Abbott. 40 seconds left. Abbott gave it away. Now he gets it back. Thought about the three. He dribbles around the perimeter and now gives it back to Bentley. Now Abbott will shoot the three as he gives it back. Shot no good. Offensive rebound flying in there was Bentley. Bentley's shot won't fall. And up ahead with it is Ainsworth. They get the ball up ahead here for Garrison. Garrison drives in. Shot no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Ainsworth and out of bounds with 22.7 to go. Pass up ahead here for Petter. Petter gives it right back out here for Bentley. Back to Petter in the corner. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. 10 seconds to go here in the ball game, and now Ainsworth will just milk the clock a little bit. Schumacher helps work the ball up ahead to Kackmeister. Kackmeister, he'll fire a three. It's no good. Tipped away at the buzzer, and your final score. It is Ainsworth with a 61-33 win over Amherst. Ainsworth now will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow in the championship game, which will be played at 3:15 tomorrow here in Amherst. And the consolation game will feature Kearney Catholic and Amherst. That game will be at 11:45 a.m. tomorrow morning right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'd like to thank those folks from KBRB for joining us, and we're going to try to talk with one of the Ainsworth co-head coaches here in just a few moments as well. So you might want to stick around for that as we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports post-game report. We'll start with that and hopefully talk with Ainsworth, one of the co-head coaches. When we continue right after this, 1 minute timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Dr. Daniel McClinahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClinahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Amherst as we wrap up the holiday tournament, at least the first day of it anyway, as it's Ainsworth staying undefeated with a 61-33 win over Amherst. And you are listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated, Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco carries some great brand names in clothing and shoes and athletic apparel. They got great brand names like Nike and Adidas and a whole lot more. And they have college hoodies, 25% off. NFL hoodies also 25% off. And if you got some Christmas cash, well, they have a lot of great ways to relieve you of that cash and turn it into some great merchandise. Get your game on now at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here for Amherst, who now falls to 0-7 on the season. They did not have anybody in double figures tonight. Closest they got was Austin Jent. He finished with 9 points here in the ball game. 8 points for Clint Bentley to go with 8 rebounds as well. He had a solid performance, but again, Amherst falling just a little bit short in this one. Jared Petter, he had a three-pointer in that fourth quarter. He finished with 3 points on the night. Ty Stevens with 3, 1 point off the bench for Zane Peterson, 5 for Dylan Halligan, and 4 for Clayton Preble, as Amherst had this game tied up at 20 at halftime, held Ainsworth to only 2 points in that third quarter, but Ainsworth opened everything up in that third quarter with a 21-4 performance in that quarter, and that's what opened this one up, and it never really got any closer from that point on as Ainsworth wins it 61-33. And we'll check the numbers for the Bulldogs when we come back after this one-minute timeout.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
Put your car or truck back to factory stacks. Free estimates from Certified Tech. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are. We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Once again, our final score is 61-33. It was Amherst falling to Ainsworth here in the Amherst Holiday Tournament. And joining us to talk about it a little bit, and we'll check the numbers for Ainsworth here in just a few moments, is Ainsworth co-head coach Harlan Welsh. And Coach, halftime tied at 20, a little nervous?
Well, not so much nervous as a little disturbed, you know. And, you know, like I told the boys in their halftime, it just felt like we had that coming, because the last couple days of practice we just were lethargic. We weren't ourselves. And, you know, like I told the boys, we haven't got to the point we're at being 6-0 by, you know, anything other than just all-out hustle. And I didn't see that out of them in the first half, and that's basically the first time we've seen them, you know, all year like that. Usually we've got guys flying around from spot to spot, and it just looked like we were a step slow. And, you know, credit to Amherst. We got up on them 9 or 10 points, and they came right back and hit some big shots. And, you know, first half, we just flat out got out hustled.
I talked to Coach Delamont before the game, and he was kind of saying he was concerned with what you just kind of said, that practice didn't go well, and it just seemed like everything was kind of lethargic after that five-day break there. Was it, you think, it's a case where, you know, kids are kids, you start 6-0 feeling maybe a little bit too overconfident?
Well, I think that's the case. And like I told him, you know, we maybe had a couple of wins, but if you look at those wins, it happened by none other than making the hustle plays and you know, making the plays that counted down the stretch. And, you know, first half we were just too content to stand out there and jack 23-footers. And like I said, you know, we're not going to be able to live and die by that. We have a very good big guy, and we just didn't utilize him. He didn't touch the ball more than maybe a half a dozen times the whole first half. Boys in the second half were much more patient. They worked it in, went inside out. It opened up some things, and, you know, we looked a lot more ourselves.
And so you rather a concerted effort to try to work the ball into to Ben Hunt?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's averaging, you know, 16, 17 points, and he's too good of a player to not touch the ball down the floor. And not only does he score when you get it down there, he also does a good job of passing it out of there when they collapse. And we've got shooters if we get our feet set and get open. And, you know, when Ben touches the ball, that's more apt to happen.
It would be interesting to take a look statistically exactly what you said. What was your guys' scoring percentage in every possession where Ben Hunt touched the ball?
Exactly, and that's what we've talked about all year. You know, the first half we were 4 of 19 on threes. You know, we were on pace to shoot 38 three-pointers, and that's ridiculous when you got a guy like that in the middle, and especially where they were a little, you know, they were a little oversized, you know, with him in there, and we just, you know, we've got to just make a better effort to make sure he touches the ball.
And clearly you got some streaky shooters too. Martin hit a couple of three-pointers. Maybe why they fell in love with three a little bit early on is because you did hit some three-pointers in that first quarter. Martin hit a couple three-pointers in the first quarter. And then in that third quarter when you really had that impressive run, it just was different how he was shooting those three. Work the ball in, kick it right back out, and he squared up when he caught the ball.
Exactly. And we got, you know, Lentz and Jacobson, two other very good shooters. But like I say, they got to get their feet set. And when you go inside out, that's more, you know, apt to be the case. And, you know, we've had games where we have got on a roll with the three, and that's probably is what created the monster at times, to where we're just content to go down and first pass, throw up a 23-footer. But much better effort in the second half, and, you know, we were happy with the way the boys responded.
Have you had a chance to really find out a lot about North Platte St. Pat's? I think that's going to be an interesting matchup tomorrow.
Yes, it will. We've watched film on them, and we had a chance to watch, you know, a great game today, and, you know, we hope that triple overtime maybe warm out, but I think they probably are going to be looking forward to it. You know, we faced them down here a couple years ago in the championship game, and it was a great battle, and, you know, we know they got great guards. The big guy for him's much improved, and, you know, I was really impressed with him in person today.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a great matchup. Coach Welch, appreciate the time. It was an impressive win today.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the time. Again, we'll take a quick break, and we'll take a look at the final numbers for Ainsworth. We'll do that right after this one-minute timeout.
The staff and management of State Bank of Riverdale in Riverdale are very proud to support all our area athletes and coaches in the game. Visit us in our main office in Riverdale or one of our loan production offices in Kearney and Ord. State Bank of Riverdale, member FDIC.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
And welcome back here to Amherst. Let's check the final scoring for you for the individual numbers here for Ainsworth. They were led tonight by Ben Hunt, as you heard from Coach Welch in our post-game discussions. Hunt finished with 23 points on the night, 12 rebounds, and I don't have the official statistics, but I'd say 6 or 7 assists as well, as he was really the focal point of the offense in the second half and a big reason why they were able to open up that lead in the third quarter. As Hunt finished with 23 points, 12 rebounds, and about 6 or 7 assists in the ball game as well. Nick Martin had a hot hand early, had a hot hand in the third quarter. He finished with 18 points on the night, including 4 3-pointers. After that, those are the two players in double figures tonight for Ainsworth, who is now 7-0 on the season. Willie Kackmeister had a nice little spurt there in the fourth quarter. He finished with 5 points in the game. Lane Garrison with a couple of rebounds and a couple of points. 8 points for Skylar Jacobson. 2 points for Michael Schumacher, and 3 points for Jared Lenz. As Ainsworth improves to 7-0, they will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow at 3:15 in the championship game of the Amherst Holiday Tournament. They did move that game up an hour, and we mentioned several times, we want to make sure somebody doesn't miss the game by an hour. They have moved that game up to 3:15 to take on North Platte St. Pat's tomorrow. They moved it up because of the impending inclement weather. So at 3:15 tomorrow, the boys' championship game between St. Pat's and Ainsworth, that game will not be heard in central Nebraska. We will not have that game on either ESPN or on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But I believe KBRB is planning on covering that game for you folks up in Ainsworth. But we will not have coverage of that game for you in central Nebraska. So let's check tomorrow's schedule for you. And the first game of the day is also a game that we will not have for you. It will be St. Pat's and Ainsworth in the girls' consolation game. That will be played at 10 a.m., and we will not have that for you in central Nebraska. I do not know KBRB's plans, so I don't want to speak for them. But the game will be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's in girls' basketball in the consolation game. That will be followed by the boys' consolation game between Kearney Catholic and Amherst, and we will have that game for you right here on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM in central Nebraska. We'll have that for you right here on the FM station at 11:45 a.m. And then that'll be followed by the girls' championship game between Kearney Catholic and Amherst. That game will be at 1:30, and I do believe that will be right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. If not, it will be on the AM 1460, and I'm not sure how they're working the girls' game, but the boys' game for sure will be on the FM 98.9 FM. And then the boys' championship game scheduled for 3:15. That'll be a good game between Ainsworth and North Platte St. Pat's. Again, scheduled for a 3:15 tip-off. Once again, our final, it was Ainsworth 61-33 over Amherst, as the Bulldogs are now 7-0, Amherst now 0-7. Thank you so much for joining us, and for our engineer Stacy John back in the studio in Kearney, want to thank you for joining us, and want to say a special thanks to all the folks in the land of KBRB for joining us for high school basketball as well. Once again, 61-33 is our final. I'm Randy Bushker. For Stacy Johns, our engineer back in Kearney, thanks for joining us, everybody. Good night, everybody.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Classic.